KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies this morning and 66 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look for a high today of around 96 under sunny skies. Another hot and sunny day on tap. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy and a low of around 70 expected. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News brought to you here this morning by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three men and one woman were arrested Saturday following a report of a fight. 21-year-old Jaden Allen Green, 20-year-old Parrish Wright, and 21-year-old Logan Allen Russell, all of Atlantic, along with 22-year-old Colby Austin Folk of Walnut, were arrested on one count each of disorderly conduct. They were transported to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on their own recognizances. Also arrested on Saturday was 53-year-old Rex Dean McDermott of Atlantic for felony OWI third or subsequent offense. McDermott was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $5,000 bond. Last Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 36-year-old Brenda Nicole Leah Kinsey of Council Bluffs on two district court warrants for probation violation. Kinsey was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. On August 20th, 32-year-old James Arthur Erickson of Atlantic was arrested on one Atlantic Police Department warrant for domestic assault and four district court warrants for failure to appear. Erickson was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On August 17th, 27-year-old Austin Allen Schmidt was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Schmidt was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. And on August 14th, 53-year-old Terry Dean Calhoun of Oneida was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Calhoun was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. We'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:08. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000.
And taking a look at other area news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Monday of 20-year-old Tyler Blaine Baucom of Red Oak for simple assault and child endangerment, no injury. Baucom was arrested at 6:24 p.m. at 105 East Knuckles Street in Red Oak. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Red Oak Police was assisted by deputies from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office during that arrest. Adair Fire and Rescue officials report that at approximately 5:43 p.m. on Monday, they were dispatched to a rollover accident off of the eastbound 75 exit on I-80. Two occupants of the vehicle suffered minor injuries and were transported to a local hospital for evaluation and treatment. No further details are known at this time. A two-vehicle accident in Creston on Monday resulted in possible injuries for one driver. The Creston Police Department reports the accident took place at 3:23 p.m. on Sumner Street near West Howard Street in Creston. A 2007 Ford Fusion driven by 19-year-old Brianna Renee Long of Fontenelle was traveling south on Sumner Street following a 2005 Ford Focus driven by 18-year-old Jalen Ray Klaich of Creston. Long claimed that Klaich came to a sudden stop and turned east on Howard Street, and Long's vehicle ran into the back of the Klaich vehicle. Long stated she didn't believe the other vehicle had any working lights on the back. Klaich stated that she slowed down for the turn and had her turn signal on prior to the collision. Long was treated for minor injuries from the airbag deployment at the scene by medics. Klaich was uninjured. No citations were issued for that accident. An Omaha woman died from the injuries sustained in a head-on collision in Pottawatomie County on Friday evening. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies report the two-vehicle collision happened around 6:08 p.m. north of Crescent on Old Lincoln Highway near Missouri Avenue. The investigation indicated that 21-year-old Carter Calvert of Omaha was southbound on Old Lincoln Highway in a 2012 Toyota Camry as a vehicle driven by 56-year-old Catherine Vasquez was northbound on Old Lincoln Highway. For unknown reasons, the vehicles collided head-on. Mrs. Vasquez was taken to UNMC in Omaha, where she was pronounced dead, and Mr. Calvert was transported to UNMC with serious injuries. Reports are that Vasquez was an elementary teacher out of the Omaha area. Preliminary investigation indicates that speed and alcohol may have been a factor, and that accident remains under investigation. Yesterday, Representative Sidney Axnew welcomed a new $1.279 million grant from the Land and Water Conservation Fund to support the construction of a new campground at Lake Manawa State Park in Council Bluffs. The new grant comes less than 1 month after legislation that was co-sponsored by Representative Axnew to permanently fund the LWCF was signed into law. The matching grant covers half the cost for the Iowa DNR to complete the project, which will include full power and sewage hookups for 40 sites and a new shower and restroom facility. Lake Manawa State Park covers 1,529 acres surrounding the 772-acre lake and is one of the most popular outdoor recreation facilities in the Council Bluffs area. The park offers hiking and bike trails, boating ramps, swimming areas, and ample opportunities for fishing. The Atlantic Public Library has met the conditions for the state accreditation from the State Library of Iowa. The organization says achieving accreditation requires a significant ongoing local commitment to all areas of library operations, including governance and funding, staffing, library collection, services, public relations, access, and facilities. The accreditation is valid through June 30th of 2023. State Librarian Michael Scott said the director and board of trustees of the Atlantic Public Library and the City of Atlantic are to be commended for this achievement and their commitment to excellence in the public library services for their community. For more information on that program, you can view their standards as well for public libraries at statelibraryofiowa.org. You can also find out more information about the Atlantic Public Library by going to atlantic.lib.ia.us. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports two people were arrested Sunday morning on drug charges following a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle. At around 1:32 a.m., a Fremont County deputy pulled over an unplated Nissan Versa northbound on I-29 near the Thurman exit. Fremont County K-9 Roby was deployed and alerted to the presence of controlled substances in the vehicle. During a search, methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and prescription pills were located. Astrope says 29-year-old Lee Anthony Carey of Gretna, Nebraska, was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. 22-year-old Jamie Lee Kahn of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of prescription pills. Carey was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $300 bond. Kahn was being held on a $2,300 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and K-9 unit with that call. That's a look at news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News time, 7:14. The Wright Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements this morning, Sandy Johnston, age 78, of Lenox, formerly of Corning, died Sunday at Vintage Park in Lenox. Funeral services for Sandy Johnston will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Corning United Methodist Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center of Corning has arrangements. Randall Randy Brown, age 68, of White, South Dakota, formerly of Harland, died Friday at Sanford USD Medical Center in Sioux Falls. And funeral services for Randy Brown will be held Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church in Brookings, South Dakota. The Idesness Funeral Chapel in White, South Dakota has arrangements. Tracy Catherine Carlson, age 53, of Walnut, died Saturday at Jenny Emmerton Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Tracy Carlson will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marjorie Jean Watts, age 85, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Marjorie Jean Watts will be held Saturday at 3 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. Tyrone Ty Scheffler, age 81, of Harlan, died May 7th. His significant other, Sandra Sandy Brown, age 70, of Harlan, died July 31st. A private celebration of life service for Ty Scheffler and Sandy Brown will be held. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family with arrangements. John K. Whiten, age 65, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and a private family celebration of life memorial service for John Whiten will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. And Dennis Eilenstein, age 69, of Garnett, Kansas, formerly of the Walnut and Avoca area, died Saturday. Burial for Dennis Eilenstein will be held in the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland at a later date. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN. Brought to you here this morning by your independent insurance agents in Oakland, and your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.